Do you like New Year? I know in West Ukraine, where I was born, we had it's Santa Claus actually, you know, Saint Nicholas Day. So from my childhood, it was a very special day because it meant that in the morning, under your pillow, you would find something special. Usually it was a tangerine, mandarin, that was the only time it was available, actually, in winter, and something else. So it was a very nice mood. So, of course, all over the world we have a Christmas connected with the New Year. Yeah. So usually people like New Year. So India is a very intelligent country, so they decide if something is good, then why have only one of it? So therefore in India we have something like 20 New Years. Every New Year that for Purnima, for Amavasya, this is for full moon, new moon, spring, Diwali in autumn, so we have the calendar January 1st, so we celebrate everything. But this is, of course, a very special New Year, Gaur Purnima, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, that's tomorrow. it's also a very popular festival all around the world. It coincides with the Festival of Colors. Hare Krishna. So we see that all around the world people are celebrating. it's extremely popular. Last year I was visiting Washington D.C. and they assigned me to a question booth. Yeah, I had a board with a sign saying, "Holy moly, ask a monk anything." And it was a very interesting way to get to know the people. So 5,000 people came. And all of them had to pay money to take part in this. And it was really lots of fun. Today, throwing colors. So we have all over the world. It seems to be one of the most popular, festivals. Festival of spring, festival of life, festival of love. They call it all kinds of names, festival of diversity, festival of compassion, so many nice names it has, but thing is, it's popular. There's even one place where, how shall I say, it was really out in the country. It was really in a small place, in a small corner between the mountains, and local people weren't sure who we are. So sometimes the local people, when they get drunk on Friday, they would come and local pastime, come and throw bottles in to devotees' windows. Until devotees started the Festival of Colors. And when devotees started the Festival of Colors, the temple president said this local custom stopped. No longer performed, because it was recognized that we have a valuable contribution to the locality. You know, we have a Festival of Colors. And Ratha Yatra, interestingly enough. That was in a little town nearby, interestingly enough. Today I called Vrindavan, I called my friend in Vrindavan, and he said that on Ekadashi, that's 3 days ago, Thursday, yeah, they had a huge, Thursday, right?
Friday.
Maybe it's Friday here. Yeah. Anyway, it's one of the biggest festivals of colors in Vrindavan, Ekadashi, and today. So people come from all over the world. Sometimes I fly out of India around that time. So was it last year? And I saw after this festival. So I saw many Westerners. I see many guests in Vrindavan from outside that come just for this Festival of Colors, but also in the airplane. It's so funny to see, you know, especially ladies with fair hair You can see all kinds of colors on top. In Washington D.C., they used a very special type of dye color that is easily washable. Yeah? So therefore, they throw and then you just wash and no problem. And people look so colorful, and people come and say, Prabhu, you don't have enough green. And then it washes off. But in India, it can take a few weeks. And you will be green for a few weeks after that. So my friend said that on Ekadashi, they had so much rain that this back street behind our temple in Vrindavan had water up to the knees from the morning. And inside, it's also quite interesting that Srila Prabhupada thought to construct our Vrindavan temple. There are different ways to make temples. So Srila Prabhupada constructed, we have the in front of the altar, there is a raised place, and then the courtyard is a little down. And then around this time, usually we have also the festival of boats. So there are many flowers. This whole courtyard is filled, maybe probably something like up to the waist, right? With water, and you have boats, and you give a ride to the deities, and it's a really nice festival. So there was so much rain that he says it was like that festival of boats without the boats, starting from Mangalarati. You know, the whole courtyard was flooded. Not up to the waist, but flooded. And his personal custom is that for Ekadashis, he goes to the temple, also festivals, but especially Ekadashis, he goes to the temple to sing more, to take part in the 24-hour kirtan. And so he goes and sings. And so he says, it was, when he was going there, it started a little, shall we say, miserable, yes? Raining from the top, cold from the bottom, and wet from everywhere. And, you know, it's not so little windy, and weather was not so, I say, inclement weather. Yeah, they have experience. Inclement means not compassionate weather. But then he said he looked at all the people coming to Vrindavan. You can see that Vrindavan, every day like this, every holiday, you have so many people that forget about the front of the temple, forget about the back of the temple. Two streets back from the temple, you cannot cross the street, so many cars are there. Like some forgotten little tiny lane, gully, it's a very small road. So many people are coming. Of course, it was rainy, it was middle of the week, so not that many people came, but still, many guests come, and obviously they come to ISKCON. ISKCON is the definite stop for everybody, whoever comes to Vrindavan. Did you know that Vrindavan Mathura gets more visitors a year than Taj Mahal? 60 million, they get more per year than Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal is usually the most famous place that everybody visits. But Vrindavan and Brajamandala, more. So he said he was singing, and then he looked at these many guests in the courtyard up to their knees in water, and he said, people were determined to celebrate. Yeah, you have to love India, you know? I love India, I must say. It's no matter what, with all the ups and downs, you know, if people decide to celebrate, they celebrate. Nothing can stop. Nothing can stop your celebration. He said they were dancing, they were singing, they were happy, they were throwing colors, yes, as it should be. As right now I'm listening to a book by Gurudas, one of the three family famous couples who sort of, on Prabhupada's order, conquered the world, so to say. Yeah, they started, they converted the Beatles, so to say. They have started the movement in the UK. And also they started the Vrindavan temple. They were supposed to open it, open the temple in Vrindavan. He was there. So he was, I'm listening to his book, his biography, autobiography, and his personal story. He called this love, medicine, and music. So, which sounds like a strange title, because then under it you have, it says, the flip side of the 60s, and then upside down you can read sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know? So he says that was like the one side of the 60s, but for us he says it was love, medicine, and music. The proper side of the... why do I mention him? So he, what did I... holy music, his biography. Today I was listening, and what did he mention? Gosh, I got carried away by...
Celebrate, and Vrindavan, and colors, and...
Everybody in Cisco.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned about him... Thank you, now I remember. He mentioned Joseph Campbell. This was a guy who sort of... he's not really... I mean, his philosophy is not close to ours, but it helps some people to accept yoga and philosophy, because he shows how it's important to study every religion and how every religion helps. So he explains this in such a simple way that everybody can understand. So he said he was going to his lectures, Joseph Campbell. So he is famous for saying his friend, what? You plan to spend so much money on psychoanalysis? Just go to the Orient, go to India, go to Japan, and just walk the street. Yeah. Which is true. My friend says that when he feels depressed, he just walks downtown Vrindavan, you know? And he says, he looks at the happy people everywhere, you know, satisfied, happy people, all, you know, say, hurry bowl, and smile. And he says by the time he reaches downtown, he's okay. He's healed. It's very therapeutic. I do have a complaint that in India they have stopped smiling as they did before. Devotees still smile. They still smile. And they still know how to celebrate. So it's a big celebration. And today and tomorrow it's going to be the biggest with the colors, and it's also the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes and brings so many gifts. I mentioned my friend about the title that I wanted to speak about, the best new year. So this is the best new year. We have 20 new years, but this is the best because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And the gifts of Gauranga, Lord Gauranga. So he said, please tell people, please tell everybody, he's not like Santa Claus. He's not like Santa Claus. Why? He said, because Santa Claus checks, were you a good boy? Were you a good girl? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't. He gives everybody. Actually, sometimes even he gives the bad ones among us even more
mercy, right?
Sort of like picking the baddest to give mercy. Doesn't mean please let's not be bad boys and girls. But that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maha namo mahavadanyaya. Very merciful. Very merciful. So in Srimad, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he asks, he says, I am like a gardener who has too many fruits. And he says, I just want to give them everybody. I read something very nice here. He says that, I am merely a gardener. I have neither a kingdom nor very great riches. I simply have some fruits and flowers. Flowers. So fruit is prema. What is a flower? Flower is your smiles, I guess, right? Some special spiritual emotions. That's flowers, right? Bhava. That I wish to utilize to achieve piety in my life. Hare Krishna. It's very kind of... it's incredible. He is actually Krishna's incarnation. He is Krishna, Radha Krishna himself. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayani. But he wants... who can be better than him? Prabhupada says, sumum bonum. The sum total of everything good, kind, and best. But he wants to be even better. Yes? How? By giving us gifts. And he says, I have so many. He says, that's... Malihoya brikshahoylang eito ichate sarva pranirupakar hoya brikshahoyte. Although I am acting as a gardener, I also want to be the tree, for thus I can bestow benefit upon all. So he invites us to become a branch on this tree, and we have a list of different branches, to also give fruits to other people. So he says, Jai jahan tahan dana kore prema pal palaswade mataloka hoilo sakal. The fruit of love of God is so tasteful that wherever a devotee distributes it, those who relish the fruit anywhere in the world immediately become intoxicated. And that's a legal intoxication. Yes. Except maybe a few religions they frown upon our our type of happiness. Yes. Jai Shri Pancha Tattva Shishi Gorni Tai Ki Jai. Yeah. The fruit Mahamadak Premapal Pedabori Kai Matilasha Kalalo Hasenachegai. Anyone from anyone knows Bangla here? Bengali? Huh? You know? Okay. Yes. So the fruit of love of God distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a great intoxicant that anyone who eats it, filling his belly, it fills your belly. But that's not everything. Also, this person immediately becomes maddened by it and automatically he chants, dances, laughs, and enjoys. Hare Krishna. Hase Nacha Gaya. Yes. So Srila Prabhupada says, this attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for persons engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. So we have chanting, dancing, prasad, and distributing all the wonderful gifts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So among the gifts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are external, internal, secret, open, and more open. So, of course, singing and dancing as the process to achieve samadhi. So which other yoga offers such a process? So in every yoga, it takes at least 10, 20 years to actually enter samadhi, to enter trance. So which yoga will promise you samadhi sooner than some actually decades? However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see that oftentimes what you get is in half an hour of singing and dancing, you can enter trance. That reminds me of our Mahadyuti Swami. He joined in Hawaii. Actually, he says it was very funny. He was a treasurer of some yoga society. And the devotees, our Hare Krishna devotees came, and then they asked, can we stay here? He said, yeah, sure. So they stayed. But they didn't stay. They didn't just stay. They also were singing and dancing. So he thought, this is too much. And they were making, you know, Sunday feasts. And so he says, he was telling in one festival, he was telling that one day devotees were singing and dancing so loudly for so long. And he, the treasurer of that yoga society, he was sitting and he was thinking, this is too much. It's too loud. And it doesn't let me meditate. And they just take over the place and sing and dance. So he says he went to fight, quarrel with them. So he says he, you know, was becoming more and more angry. So finally he just went up and he went to the door and he thought, I will just now go and I will tell them too much. And so he went to the door and he opened the door and he says, I don't know what happened. But after I opened the door, I wanted to say something bad. But he says, I couldn't. He says, I ended up raising my hands and saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and started dancing. He said, I couldn't understand what is happening. He said, I came to fight. I came to quarrel, but I couldn't. So he says, that's how I joined. That's... very dangerous. He says devotees were asking, do we have money for the Sunday feast? He looked and he said, yeah, we have some. He said, let's do a Sunday feast. And then once, twice, and then the money was finished. And then they were singing, so much noise, so much everything. And he wanted to stop. And then he ended up becoming Hare Krishna. And now 50 years already. He's see? It's a very intoxicating thing. It fills your belly. It makes you sing, dance, laugh, Hare Krishna. Very dangerous. Anyway, for you it's too late anyway. You're already here. So too late. But other, you know, for others, you know, maybe we have to give some warning or something. Careful! It's you start dancing and singing and chanting. Anyway, we are trying to give people warning. We dress, you know, very weird dress in bright colors that you can see from far away, like the, you know, the repair people or the... I remember one devotee was in a orange dress and he was in the shop. He says everybody came to ask him where, you know, for help because they thought he's the shop worker. He didn't know what to do. Anyway, so that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that he is coming to help everybody find not just fun. Fun is the incidental result or the side effect. So actually he comes to give something much more. He comes to give all of us the most important thing, some purpose, some meaning, some understanding. Who are we on every level? So that's one of his reasons for appearance, to bring the most powerful method of perfection, self-perfection. So I already quoted Kalakanta Prabhu from Gainesville, Florida, who opened the Krishna House. So he invites students to stay there, and then they have to follow some rules, and they sing Hare Krishna, and in the morning they get up and chant Hare Krishna, and they have the morning program. So he explains, and sometimes they say, what, you have to get up early in the morning, and then what do you do? So they say, well, it's like, you do have parties, right? So party, it's like, you know, what do you do in parties? You sing, you dance. So he says, we just begin our day with a party. That's all. Our party is early. First we party, then we do everything else. Start your day with a party. So that's the morning program. Singing, dancing, reading poetry, ancient poetry in Sanskrit and Bengali, discussing some poetry and philosophy. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to bring it, give it to everybody. So everybody can sing, everybody can take some prasad. We have all varieties of prasad. If you like philosophy, we have Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was very merciful. So the first part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, before anything else, before any other story, you have a story of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits Varanasi. And this is how, and this is one of the most famous cities in India, Varanasi. Everybody knows, people study Vedanta, we have Banaras Hindu University, people study Sanskrit, people, we have old temples, nice narrow streets with brahmanas singing mantras, nice place. And till today, they sing Hare Krishna, I just mentioned this a few days ago in Munich. I said that till today you have in South India places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just passed through. And for 500 years, they are singing Hare Krishna. They are not even quite sure why. But for 500, they say, yeah, well, there was one sannyasi, he said it's a good thing to sing Hare Krishna. And they sing. And I had, there was one PhD student from Srirangam and Kumbakonam. If you know Srirangam, everybody should know, it's one of the very famous places in India. A very mystical city with seven walls and beautiful temples. Beautiful temple and other, many temples, actually. So he said, I will show you. And he said, do you have YouTube? I will show you. So he looked and he said, see, these are not Hare Krishnas, these are completely different sampradaya, and look, they are singing Hare Krishna. Not only Hare Krishna, they even mention, see, I will translate, he says Chaitanya, and this one he says Nityananda. So they, he says, not connected in any way, but still they are singing Hare Krishna, and they are mentioning even Chaitanya and Nityananda. They're very merciful. So everybody can sing. Everybody can take prasad. If you like philosophy, you have Srimad Bhagavatam, you have Vedanta Sutra. If you like poetry, you have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very beautiful poetry. And Srimad Bhagavatam, you have both very high philosophy, very elevated philosophy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the Navadvip area, and it was one of the ancient university cities, one of the very famous university places. We had one, I'm not sure, I think he already departed, Professor Ingalls. Ingalls,
he was teaching logic. He was writing books on logic. So somehow I happened to... Devotees told me that he was coming to the temple. He was delighted when he discovered Srila Prabhupada in New York. In his book on logic, he mentions Navadvip. He mentions the Navadvip school of Navya Nyaya. So there is Nyaya, formal logic. And this is Navya Nyaya, advanced logic. So I studied mathematics. I studied advanced mathematics and I studied logic, both in high school and in the university. This book was too difficult for me. It's a whole book. So in Navadvip, they were studying it from the age of 8. That was like for children, you know. And in that book, he mentions Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, there was one famous professor, Raghunath, but his disciple, Vasudev Sarabhauma, he was famous for a while, but then he was defeated by Chaitanya. So he says, apparently, their knowledge of logic was not high enough. But it's famous that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very expert also in logic and arguments. But when he came to Varanasi, he was singing and dancing. This is how Srila Prabhupada begins his teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And it's actually quite admirable that this is how Srila Prabhupada decided, I will begin the book like this. So the book begins that thousands of people were dancing, and some were in ecstasy, some were singing, some were looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it begins very dramatically. Prabhupada decided, let me begin teachings of Lord Chaitanya like this. Who has read teachings of Lord Chaitanya? It's one of the first books that's translated, but we must admit, it's not an easy book to read. But Prabhupada tried. He did try to make it as accessible as possible. So, when he came to Varanasi, we hear that the local Shankarites, monks, they finally they had a meeting. So they asked, "Sir, you are a monk. So why do you spend your whole day singing and dancing?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, well, you know, I start chanting the mantra my guru gave me, and then I don't know what happens. I can't stop myself. It's just over. I did complain to my guru, he says. I went to my guru, he said, what kind of mantra did you give me? I just start chanting, and then I can't control myself. I cry, I dance, I sing. And what did my guru say? My guru said, boy, I'm so happy for you. That's perfection. So the sannyasis, the monks said, looks like Krishna Prema. Looks like love of God. Yeah, okay. All right. That's good. All right, yeah. That's all right. But why not study Vedanta? What's wrong with Vedanta? It's so famous. Did you hear about Vedanta? Everybody heard about Vedanta. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? He said, my guru said, son, you're a fool. Just chant Hare Krishna. And then he goes ahead and he starts... giving such commentaries on Vedanta that he converts all of those thousands of monks. And Vedanta is not an easy book. Anybody tried to read Vedanta? I mean, the first and second everybody knows, but the third and like the fourth verse is Ikshater Nashabdam. It's one of my favorites. It says, I'll translate. Because of seeing, not without sound. That's it. Okay? And it's such a deep verse. What does it mean? Well, so you can write books. Books have been written on it, actually. It says that basically that the doubt is, how can you describe transcendental Lord with the material sound vibration? So this verse answers, we see it happens. We can see that people read, study, chant, and he reveals himself. They understand. So therefore, it's not impossible. You can attain God through the sound of Shastra, through the sound of mantra, through the sound of the holy names. This is the commentary. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he recommends Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you know Vijay Prabhu? He comes here, I think, every year. Yeah? The minister of book distribution. Have you heard his classes? Who has heard Vijay's classes? Last year, I had a good realization from his class. If you hear his classes, he has his book. I think we even have this on the notice board. Yeah, you can go and see on the notice board. He puts all kinds of nice stories. He goes around the world and he collects interesting stories. He published our story about Devendra Gopal Prabhu joining, I think, there, right? He heard, he liked it, and so he immediately... So his classes are stories. And usually, you don't fall asleep. If there is a story, you listen, you know. Because what happened next? And then what? You know, you listen. And it struck me, that's the difference between Bhagavatam and Vedanta Sutra. Because Bhagavatam is stories. Same philosophy, same conclusions, but illustrated by stories. And then it makes it much easier to accept, digest, and at least to stay awake, you know, till the important conclusion. So these are just some of the many, many gifts that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing us. He has brought all of this treasure all over the world. We are here in Ljubljana, Central Europe, all over the world. We have devotees. Everywhere you go, you have devotees. You have temples, you have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have these most wonderful books in 70 or 80 languages. You can see we finally have the third canto in Slovenian. It's proceeding, so more and more. Prabhupada said that every time a new book comes in a new language, I feel like I have conquered an empire. And it was also very popular in the BBT. That we should translate these books into every language. And then he said, even in the language of birds and even in the language of birds. That's maybe not today, that's a little later. If you know, if you happen to know, please write to the BBT. They will be interested to engage you. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us philosophy. He has given us party in the morning, in the evening, in the day. He has given us a wonderful devotee association. He has given us very powerful processes and so many wonderful things. So that's why we celebrate today that new year of Gauranga era and tomorrow and day after tomorrow. And Prabhupada said, after all, in Krishna consciousness, every day is a new year, like a new year. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.